Welcome back to another edition of the Wake Up Call, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, here with you on this Tuesday night. Tonight, we did a lot of stuff last night. We talked about a lot of stuff. We might touch on a few of the things we talked about last night briefly a little later on. For those of you that missed it, make sure you go to the archive. We did a special show last night, me and Justin and Truth War. We went on for, it's probably about 2 hours. Yeah, I think it was right about 2 hours we went last night. So be sure to check that out at therealnewsonline.com and go to the radio archive and you'll find it there. You'll find all the episodes there. Tonight, you know, the first thing I want to talk about, we're going to dive right into the Syria thing, okay? And, you know, as you guys know, if you listen to this show or you listen to any of the other shows on here, a lot of these revolts, these so-called revolutions that are happening overseas, like Egypt and Libya, are orchestrated by the West, are orchestrated by us, okay? You know, right now, we're looking to go into Syria. We're dying for a reason to go in there. You know, we're going to go in there regardless. You guys know that. It's just a matter of time. But in the meantime, they're going to try and, you know, strum something up, kind of like they did with Iran, saying Iran tried to, you know, hire an assassin from the Mexican drug cartel to kill the Saudi ambassador on our soil. Totally made up, totally bogus, just to justify an attack, an invasion. What's going on in Syria now? And like I talked last night, we talked about some Facebook censorship and how I had been in contact with some people from Syria and Iran and whatnot the other night on Facebook, and I was going through their pages and stuff, and you know, I couldn't friend request any of them except for the one guy that was spitting the U.S. propaganda, and he was obviously CIA. I knew right from the bat. Before I even knew, I couldn't friend request him, okay? We are being blocked from connecting with these people over there. They do not want us talking with them. Now, one of the things that's going on over there right now, guys, you know, we're being told that, you know, Assad's forces are taking people out of their houses, they're shooting them in the street, all this nonsense. Now, none of these people were talking about that. You would think that, you know, if that was really going on, there'd be some people commenting on that, and they weren't. Nobody was talking about any of that. And now the new thing is the civilians are being terrorized because there's actual snipers now shooting civilians. And it turns out, you know, I don't know who to trust in this alternative media thing anymore. For the most part, I don't really trust anybody. I don't really trust anybody as far as I can throw them. And, you know, anytime you get information off any of them, you got to be a little bit skeptical about anything. But I do tend to think this guy kind of is on the money with a lot of things. I'm talking about Webster Topley. And he's telling us on RT today that, you know, it's MI6 and CIA snipers. You know, of course it is. They're going to get these people begging for help. Then we're going to come in again under the guise of a humanitarian effort. And, oh, you know, it's terrorists in Syria are crazy. And, you know, we got to overthrow the regime and save the people. And the people are being shot. And we're the ones shooting them. Yes, we're the ones causing this again. We're the ones causing all the fear over there. This is what we do, guys. And we're targeting civilians now? Think about that. All of this because we want to go to a war. We want to go to war and kill more people. So, you know, why not target some civilians? You know, it's just collateral damage. That's the way they think of it. I mean, that's sick. That's a sick way to think. It really is. You know, you're going to see it. You're going to see it all over the media in the next few months. You're going to see the assassinations over there. You're going to see the supposed terrorism over there. And, you know, 90% of what you see is going to be fake. It's going to be fraud just to gain your support to go into Syria. The people over there know we're coming. They're talking about it. They don't want a NATO intervention. They don't want the United States in their country. They want to be left alone. They don't need help, they're saying. They don't need help. Okay? They don't. Everything's changed now, though, guys. Everything's different. It's not like before. Even if you were brought up believing that, you know, we only attacked people when we were attacked first and we only did things in defense, you can't really believe that anymore, do you? I mean, really? Do you really honestly believe that, guys? It's been nonstop since 9/11, hasn't it? Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Iran's coming, Syria, Egypt. I almost forgot Egypt. It's been so many places, you know? We are warmongers to the you know, fullest extent of the word, aren't we? What nation is a bigger warmongering nation than us? Think about it. Tell me. What nation are bigger warmongers than the United States right now? And doesn't it bother you that we're killing people and stealing their shit? I mean, doesn't that bother you a little bit? It bothers me. We're like the scumbag. We're like the scumbag in the town that nobody wants to talk to. Like, seriously. What are we doing? We bankrupt our own people. We kill all these other people overseas. We overthrow all these governments. What are we doing, and when's it going to stop? You know what I mean? That's the depressing thing. I do not see any end anytime soon. You know what I mean? I don't see an end in sight. I just don't see it. It's been going on war after war after war after war. It's just one country after another and another and another and another. And it's not going to stop with Syria. It's not going to stop with Iran. It's not going to stop with Uganda. It's not going to stop, you know, it's not going to stop till we take over all of Africa, the entire Mideast. I told you guys, Africa is the new, you know, it's the new Middle East. It's the new place where we're going to, you know, take all our resources from. So, you know, once we're done with Assad, we'll be moving on to Ahmadinejad, or if we don't hit him first. It could be Iran first, and then it could be Syria. At some point, it's got to end. At some point, everybody here has to stop buying into all the bullshit. Seriously. At some point, everybody has to stop buying all the bullshit that they say on TV. All right? I just told you what's going on. It's not their government killing people. It's MI6 and CIA snipers. And it's been going on, you know, for a little while now. And the citizens are terrified. They're absolutely terrified of it. There's no other way around it. So when you start to see all this on TV, and you're gonna see it, you're gonna hear about it. You're gonna hear these warmongering politicians talk about it when you see all these GOP debates. Okay, they're all warmongers, with the exception of maybe about two of them. They're all beating the drum. They all want to go to Iran, Syria, and you're gonna hear things about Assad's regime, how it needs to go, and how civilians are being targeted and gunned down. And it is true, they are being targeted, but it's not by them, it's by us. So how asinine would it be that we are the ones to be called upon to go in there and intervene when we're the ones causing the violence? It doesn't make any sense. But that's the whole thing, is people don't know about it. And that's why we're telling you, okay? That's what's going on over there. And you're going to see tons of other dirty tricks. They're going to try, you know, just like, you know, want to talk about dirty tricks? I mean, look how they framed Afghanistan, okay? They staged the supposed biggest terror attack ever on our soil and totally blamed this whole country that didn't do anything to us, okay? They didn't do anything to us. And we obliterated them. We sent them back to the Stone Ages. We came in there. We took over their resources, took over their drug trade, killed a bunch of civilians, and occupied their country for 10 years. And counting. Right? You know, there's a word that's not tossed around enough with us. And I think it really does apply. And that's the word empire. We are trying to become like the new Roman Empire. Think about it. Look at us. Look at us. Now, if you look at a map, you know, it doesn't officially say, you know, property of U.S. all over all these other countries. But what does it mean when we have military bases in there? What does that mean? Doesn't that mean we run shit? Doesn't it? Isn't that giving that country the finger and saying, listen, we're going to do what we're going to do. You just shut up and be lucky that we don't attack you. That's what it sounds like to me, right? You think we would ever let China or Russia start dropping military bases over here? Like there's going to be one down the street from my house and they're going to be flying jets and tanks in and out of there and tested missiles to intimidate us and stuff? That would never happen, okay? We basically run these people. And it's even bigger than us. It's not even that we run these people. I should, you know, explain this a little better. The people that run us also run these people. Okay? Now, we are high up on the food chain and we have a strong say in things, but we're not the ones that, we're not running ourselves and, you know, Britain's running themselves, and Germany's running themselves, and, you know, we all agree on different things. No, we're being run by, you know, one conglomerate together under one umbrella. And these other smaller nations, they can't do anything about it. And if they want to, their leader will just be removed. Okay? They'll be called terrorists. We'll stage some violence, maybe move Al-Qaeda, our little chess piece over there. You get it? You get how this goes? And, you know, especially if the Vatican doesn't control, you know, I should say if the IMF or the World Bank doesn't control their finances, okay, or the Vatican, whoever, you know, might be behind it, doesn't control their finances, then guess what? Well, then NATO's coming in. NATO's going to pay a visit. NATO might as well just be called Vatican Bank Security. That's my new name for NATO, Vatican Bank Security. And that's really how I feel how it goes, guys. You know, and I know there's a lot more to it than that. But, you know, to simplify it, if, you know, whoever the people on the top are, if they don't control your nation's currency, your nation's economy and finances, okay, then they are going to label you a terrorist, and they control the media, so it's easy to get the whole world believing that you are a terrorist state and all this bullcrap, okay? And then, if you still don't oblige, NATO comes in, takes you out, puts some people in that will oblige, and oh, what do you know? We'll move some of our banks in there, the banks just take over. And that's how it goes down. And the sad part about it is, you know, it's easy for me to tell you how it goes down, but in the process of all of this, people are losing lives. Okay? This isn't a game. This isn't a storybook. This is the real world, man. I don't think some of us realize it. I mean, and we're really into the research, and we sit here all day, and we read things in all types of online articles, or you read books, or you watch documentaries, or you share a lot of things with people and talk in groups, talk in chat rooms, read blogs, whatever you do. But you don't really feel about what it feels like to have your... Some of you do, and for those of you that do, I apologize. I know some of you have it, I haven't. But most of the people out there have not felt what it's like to just have your family member slain by a government for no reason, okay? And having it looked at as just another death, just a collateral damage, just one of, 1.5 million. They don't even say the whole number. It's so friggin'... That's so disrespectful, honestly. I don't know, guys. I want the warmongering to stop. I mean, it's out of control, man. It's out of control. We're a bunch of a-holes, aren't we? We're just the big bully. We're starting with everybody. And when they don't want to start with us, we frame them for starting with us. All the time. All the time, guys. Anytime you can think of. Let's go back. Okay? Afghanistan. Staged. Iraq. Staged. Libya. Staged. Egypt. Staged. Gulf of Tonkin, Vietnam. Staged. You get it? Every time. It's always staged. I think the world, you know, without these elites trying to manipulate people and cause all this, I think the world would be a fairly peaceful place. And I think it's a lot more peaceful than it's being portrayed. And we're meant to think that it's this, you know, wherever you don't live, you're meant to think that that place is this real dangerous place and people are just out of control and kidnappings and killings and murders and, you know. And I think a lot of the places aren't as bad as they want you to think that they are. People want you to be scared. They don't want you traveling the world, talking to people from all over, spreading information. They don't want you integrating cultures and societies. And that's what should be done. Let's stop all this segregation of different religions and different cultures and different nationalities. There's really no effort out there to make everybody believe that they're really all the same. There's not, you know, that there's not. They want you to be separated in your little groups and by your little cliques and your little nationalities. And that's so immature. Isn't that kind of immature behavior? I think it is. To all you guys out there that are listening, if you haven't yet, you know, woken up, and if you don't even know what I mean by woken up, if you haven't come to realize that almost everything you've been told is a lie, and you haven't come to realize some of the truths that I talk about, that you hear me talk about all the time, Are you still going to deny that we're a warmongering nation and we're starting people with unjustly? No, obviously, if you don't know about 9/11, you're going to think that's just. Do you think they really found WMDs in Iraq? I mean, really, do you really think so? No, they didn't. Okay. And if they did, they'd probably have USA engraved on the back of them. Yeah, because we used to sell them weapons. Okay? That used to be our buddy. You get it? It's already a done deal, and they know it. You know? Assad and Ahmadinejad, they both know that, you know, the U.S. is coming. They've got to know it. I mean, they do know it. And they're both doing the right thing. They're defiant. You know, F you. Leave us alone. But the thing is, you know, somehow the USA and Britain and our other allies have the greatest spin doctors out there. They have the best, you know what I mean, like the best agents, the best, it's like, you know, no matter what we do, a lot of people out there, at least all the people in the mainstream way of thinking all over the world, are going to think those people are the terrorists and we're the good guys. It doesn't have to be like this, you know? I'm sick of calling my country out as terrorists. I mean, you think I like doing this? You think I like this situation? But people need to know the deal, man. People have a totally false sense of reality, and that's why they can't even begin to fathom some of the things you try and tell them, because they think everything is all whole and mighty, and you know what I mean? They think fluoride's good for your teeth, the elections are real, and Santa Claus is going to come down that chimney, and Osama bin Laden makes buildings turn to dust, and you know, it's the whole thing. And I don't like to talk down on anybody that's not awake, because, you know, I wasn't even awake, you know, a year ago, okay? So who am I to talk down on anybody? For 34 years, I didn't have a clue, or 33 years. But the people, you know, the people that aggravate me, guys, and I feel that I'm very just to be aggravated by this. The people that aggravate me, you know, it's one thing to disagree with me, and I expect that. But you think I get into a discussion and I expect people to just believe the first time I tell them the opposite of what they've been brought up to believe? No, of course not. But when they tell me I'm wrong, you know, you're wrong, you're an idiot, blah, 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 and they haven't done a damn lick of research except for watch 15 minutes of TV on it, and you've read books on it, and articles, and blogs, and, you know, you've talked to people and interviewed people, and you've done the whole goddamn thing for hours on end, for nights and nights and nights and months and maybe even years on the subject, and the people just tell you, no, you're wrong, that's crazy, it's so aggravating. You know what I mean? I don't get that. I don't get that. And I feel like with some people, it's like, how many times do I got to prove myself? You know, I've been right every step of the way so far. You know what I mean? Every step of the way. Yeah, you know I haven't been doing it long. But in the time that I've done, I've put in so many hours with the free time that I've had. It's like many years of research for somebody else. That's how I feel. And I get frustrated with the friends that still doubt me. It's like, guy, have I led you guys wrong at all yet? What have I been wrong about? You know? What have I been wrong about? I just want everybody I know and everybody I care about to wake up. You know? I can't sit there and see somebody not have a freaking clue as to how the world operates and not tell them. How can you not tell them? How can you keep that inside? You know what I mean? How do you keep that inside? I think that's being a bad American. You know, when you're not telling people what's going on. You know, and it's not just the warmongering, guys. You know, ever since 9/11, 10 years ago, you know, as you guys know, this place has turned into, you know, one of the worst police states in the world. Okay? You guys know that. You see it everywhere. You see police dressed like military. The way TSA gropes you at the airport. The way you're being monitored and censored. The rights you've lost. When I say lost, I mean, like, you know, the FBI can come in your house with no warrant now. You can be wiretapped with no warrant. You know, people are just tracking your cell phone and your location all the time, okay? Things like that. This place, guys, has become a dictatorship. And what I'm going to do right now is, I just want to give you... I read a real interesting article online today. It was really good. And, you know, it was about a lot of the indications of why, you know, of what, you know, what tells you that the USA is now, you're living in a dictatorship. And, you know, it had some real good points, and I added a bunch in there, and I changed a few things, and I, you know, I'm going to read some of this to you guys, and, you know, you know, one of the biggest signs, guys, that you're living in a dictatorship, okay, one of the biggest signs, look at the way they rule by force, okay? Look at the way things are done now. It's done with police with guns drawn. It's done with batons and pepper spray. Okay? Not only that, things that you thought would never happen in your lifetime are all happening now at a high rate ever since 9/11. I'm talking about government assassinations of American citizens. I'm talking about the kidnapping of American citizens and the unlawful detainment of American citizens and actually shipping people overseas to black sites so they could be tortured. We torture now. We have thrown our morals just completely out the window. We torture now? We used to talk down so bad on nations that torture, and you know, we would justify that as a reason for maybe wanting to invade them. And now we torture people. You know, clamping down on our peaceful protests. I mean, that's a big one. That's a big indication of a dictatorship. I mean, you're supposed to be able to assemble. It's called freedom of assembly. It's called freedom of speech, okay? And they're trying to end that. And it's not just like, hey, you guys, go home. No. It's sound cannons blasting your eardrums out until they're ready to bleed. It's actually setting up free speech zones. If it's like a globalist meeting, like a G20 summit, they'll really do this, guys. They'll actually, because they know everybody's going to come protest, everybody's going to be outside ranting and raving, right? So what they do is they actually close down many, many blocks all around the area, maybe even a few square miles, however big they feel like doing it, you know? You know, God knows if the Queen of England is there or something, they'll make it a ridiculous area. It goes on in the UK a lot, that's why I say that, as they are a nanny sister state, okay? They're hand in hand with all this nonsense. They actually do a lot of it first, then a few years later it gets passed down to us. They'll actually set up what they and again, guys, you know, their favorite thing to do as one of their little psyops is to use these oxymoronic terms and phrases. They'll give things names that are the absolute opposite of what they mean. And they set up these things that are called free speech zones. You get it? Free speech zones. And what it is there's no free speech in that zone. Yeah, you get arrested if you go in there, and you're not allowed to protest there. Oh, but I thought you had freedom of protest, and freedom of assembly, and freedom of speech. Wrong! Sorry, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. And you know what you did? You did nothing. You sat there and told everybody everything's all right. You know, let's go kill Al-Qaeda and all this other nonsense. You didn't want to listen to us telling you. You don't want to listen to us telling you what's going on. You're losing your rights. And that's why these people in these other countries actually care about us. They care about our freedoms. It's like Justin said last night, you know? They know about this great thing that we have, and they would give up a generation or two of people to get the type of freedom that we had. And now we're just sitting here letting it go away? We're just letting it be stripped from us and not even giving up a fight? We let them manipulate news all the time, and what that does is sways opinions and totally manipulates people's lives. It does. If you control the information people see to the extent that they do, you can totally shape their opinion. All right, just think about it in the simple terms. Say they don't like somebody, and they want you to not like them, but that person's a great hero and has done a million and one super things. They just never show you the million and one super things. They portray the person in the bad light the whole time, and guess what? Every single viewer of that channel hates that person. And, you know, you don't blame them because all they ever saw was bad stuff about them. But and that's what the news does, especially Fox News, guys. And it's all of them. It is all of them, okay? And, you know, Fox News, they admit it. They admit that they shape the agenda. They don't report the news. They shape the agenda. This comes right out of Rupert Murdoch's mouth. I got the video clip if you guys want to see it. All right? I'll play it for you some night. I'll play it tomorrow. I'll dig it up and I'll play it so you can hear him say it. A lot of you guys probably already heard it. He's probably admitted it many times. It's obvious to a lot of people. Some people don't see it, though. They don't see the slander. They stage news, and they all do it. CNN does it. I got a great video of them in the first Iraq War staging a whole missile raid and all this nonsense, and it's like 10 minutes of comedy. Watching this reporter pretend that these air raid sirens going off and he's putting a helmet on and ducking for cover and all this craziness. I swear to God, you guys, you know, you gotta see it. If you guys don't want to wait for me to post it, just YouTube it. YouTube like, CNN fake newscast Gulf War. You'll find it. You'll see it. It's from like, you know, the early 90s, 92, 93, 91, whenever that was, you know, and it's funny. Give it a few minutes. It starts off a little slow, but about 3 or 4 minutes in, he loses it. He absolutely loses it. And him and this other guy are putting on hard helmets. They're acting like, you know, these bombs coming down, and it looks like they're in a friggin' living room somewhere. Like, it's... That's what they do. They stage news all the time, guys. I told you guys about, you know, about the Wisconsin protest, about how Fox News staged news about there. They wanted to badmouth everybody that was participating in the protest. So what did they do? Well, they went down there. This guy, Mike Tobin, a reporter for Fox, he stands out there in the crowd, and, oh, you know, I just got assaulted by people out here, yada, yada, yada. And then a home video comes out a day or two later from another angle, and nobody assaulted him. Just totally made it up. And they wanted to hype it up like these people were being, you know, unruly, you know. And what he did is he's like, oh, we're going outside now. And, oh, look at all these people. Look how they're acting. And, you know, you're looking at the video and these people are going nuts, right? They're going nuts. They're flipping out, like yelling, spitting in people's faces because they're yelling so much up and down, back and forth, right? And you look down the street in the background and you see palm trees. Well, you know, last time I checked, palm trees do not grow in Wisconsin, do they? No, they don't. They don't. So Fox News, once again, aired, you know, some other footage and called it the Wisconsin protest. And what they did is they had some stuff that was much rowdier than what they really had for the protest, and they thought they were going to pull a fast one on everybody. And, you know, it probably worked on 90% of people, but some people did catch it, you know? And, you know, that's like what I told you guys. You got to watch out for the news deception. I mean, this is what they do. This is what they do. Never mind false flag terrorism. Let's talk about made up terrorism. Let's talk about made up protests. Let's talk about digitally manipulated crowds, or you know, crowd shots of India and calling it Libya. How about that one? You know, my buddy Mike DeMann posted a picture that they said was, you know, was Libya, and there's all these Indian people with an Indian flag in the crowd. Okay. It's just like it's on and on and on, and it happens so much, guys, that they don't hesitate to do this stuff. They don't hesitate one lick. I mean, it's day after day after day of deception, okay? Of deception. You know, I could go on and on forever about this. There was a story about Monsanto, about these two Fox reporters, okay? Now, these two reporters tried to actually be good reporters and do their journalistic responsibility and inform the public about a serious health issue. And that health issue was the RGBH growth hormone inside the milk in Florida and, you know, in other places too. And they tried to write a story about it. And this was, you know, done by Monsanto. And, you know, this growth hormone would make girls go into puberty at like 9 years old. It was causing all sorts of problems, okay? And it was illegal. It was outlawed. It wasn't supposed to be in there. You know, not only was this bad thing in there, but it was already officially banned. So it's like they went the extra mile to put it back in there. You know what I'm saying? And the reason they do that is because it makes the cows bigger, the breasts bigger. You get more milk, you make more money, produce faster, yada, yada, yada. But in the long run, it's not healthy for the cow. It's not healthy for the people drinking it, and it's illegal. Okay? So they tried to do this big story on it. Now, as you guys know, as we talked about, you know, there's this huge GMO agenda in this country. So Monsanto, I mean, that's an untouchable company. Okay? They're virtually untouchable. Okay, so these two reporters, they never got to do their story. Put it that way. What happened is reporters, lawyers from Fox. First, their boss came up to them and said, "Listen, we really don't want you to run with this story. What will it take to make you be quiet?" And they said, "What? What will it take to make you guys bury this story and never talk about it, never tell anybody about this?" And it ended up, the boss ended up offering And when I say the boss, I don't mean like Rupert Murdoch. Whoever, you know, that I don't think they dropped a name. Whoever was the manager of Fox at the time or whatever, whoever made the, you know, hiring and firing decisions or the raises and bonuses. You know, I don't know if it was Rupert himself, and I doubt that it was. So what they did is, you know, they went to these two reporters, and the boss offered them both of them 2 years each paid salary. So if they made $100,000 a year, each of them, they would get $200,000 cash or whatever, you know, check, whatever, $200,000 up front, boom, 2 years pay, and they'd still work and make their extra salary to their regular salary on top of that, and they could never talk about the story again. Well, guess what? You know, you got to applaud these people. These are the people that are the real patriots. They stuck up for, you know, what was right, people's health. They said no. They said F you, right? We're not going to do that. We're not going to bury this story. People need to know about it. In the end, guys, you know, they didn't want to fire him because that would be a big problem, okay? They didn't want to fire him for telling the truth, okay? That was something they didn't want to get into, so they were trying to buy him off. Now, you know, these guys basically said F you. So Fox lawyers approached them, sat down with them, made them rewrite it in front of them. And now if you had to rewrite it once or twice, you know, that'd be one thing. Five or six times is a lot, okay? They rewrote the thing 84 times. 84 times they rewrote the story about the cancer in the milk. Because, you know, it was Monsanto lawyers too. Monsanto and Fox lawyers sat down with them. They had to take out any mention of Monsanto, any bad talk of Monsanto, any mention of cancer or serious health risk, okay? They had to take all of this out of there. So basically what you got was an article of fluff. You got an article of fluff. And that's, you know, I'm telling you guys this because this is what goes on at Fox. That's why I tell you guys, nobody's going to look out for you and your family's health, and you got to do it yourself. Do you see what happens if somebody even tries to look out for you and your health? They get blocked. They get shut down by big money. They get offered hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the type of people we're dealing with here. You're not going to get out there and badmouth Monsanto on a national TV station in America. Monsanto and the government are hand in hand, guys. You understand? They're hand in hand. The media is not there to help you. They're not there to tell you about corruption, guys. Oh my God, that's the last thing they're going to tell you about is government corruption. Except for the people that they want to throw under the bus to make it look believable, okay? They're not going to tell you about that stuff. That's why you got to dig for this stuff yourself. The media, guys, the media is the brainwashing tool. If you made a list of the most effective brainwashing tools of all time, if you could count them on one hand, okay, absolutely the media, the television, and the church, in whatever order you want, would be the top three of biggest brainwashing tools. Now, if you're smart and you use it right, I mean, you can go to church and get a good experience out of it and not become one of the brainwashed ones. And just as hard as that is to do, it's hard to watch TV and not become one of the brainwashed ones, but you can do it, okay? But those tools, you know, they've been so instrumental into everything as far as, you know, trying to control the masses. It's easy to control the masses when the masses are addicted to television and they believe the news. You know, some of the hardest people to talk to about the news and telling them that the news is staged and the news is fake and the news lies to you are the people of my parents' generation. Have you guys tried it? I mean, they're so thick-headed and stubborn and they think they're so smart, you know? And, you know, I'll give it to them. Generally, people have been around longer, do have the chance to know more things. So, you know, in some respect, I do think you should respect your elders if they're smart people too, like people in your family, like, you know what I mean? But they're so ignorant, some of them. They're so ignorant and stubborn. And it's because their whole life, I mean, back in the day, guys, okay, they didn't have all these channels. We have like 200, 300, even 1,000 channels, right? And with the internet, you know, millions. They had just like, you know, 5-6 channels to start with, if that. So the news is like, the news was probably on 50% of the time. You know what I mean? The news is on all the time on those channels. And they grew up trusting it their whole lives, okay? We grew up, at least my generation, partly trusting the news. You know, you got your foot halfway in that door, but you got your foot other halfway in the other door, the internet. So you've been able to see how deceptive the news was and how useful the internet can be. People younger than me, okay? You know, you guys had the internet since you've been old enough to use it. You don't remember what it was like before the internet, okay? Could you imagine researching all these things as they happen without the internet? Think about it. You'd have to get your news out of the newspaper or the TV. And what do you, how much real stuff are you getting out of it? Not much. It wasn't, you know, it was so different. It was so different getting information back then. And that's why they're scared now. Because information just gets out like that. I mean, the second things happen, 50 million people around the world know about it within a minute. You know what I mean? It just gets around. To take control of the internet, the whole thing must be a real daunting task. I mean, there must be so many side roads and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many internet service providers and servers, and you know, how do they do that? It must not be that easy of a thing to do. That's why they want to roll out the new internet, because they have it controlled from the ground up, from the very beginning. It's been controlled, guys. We, you know, we're moving fast here. We only got 10 minutes left. I got a few other things I got to get to, so we're gonna kind of move along here. Jesus, even after this, I want to talk about a few more things that prove we're a dictatorship now. You know, checkpoints all over the country. You know, originally, excuse me, guys, really thirsty. Originally, you're only supposed to have them like within 100 miles of the border, no farther out, no farther, you know, inland. They have them everywhere. They're all over the place. Just checkpoints stopping you and getting your papers. That's illegal. Okay? That's a dictatorship. Last, you know, we were talking about the protests a few minutes ago before we went off in a total another direction. How about the no-fly list, guys? No-fly list. No-buy list for guns. You know, you get on these lists, first off, you don't even know why you're on them. You can't find out how you can get off or when you'll get off or if you will ever get off. And a lot of people are just put on there for the way that they think. Okay? It's true. There's even senators and congressmen that are on it, okay? They get thrown on there if they don't vote a certain way. I swear to God. And don't be surprised if some people you know that maybe even here are on the list. God only knows if they threw me on a list. Who knows? Who knows, you know? Another sign, guys, that we're living in a dictatorship is citizen spy networks. We have things like InfraGuard, where, you know, citizens are encouraged to rat each other out. And all this nonsense, that's, you know, that's a big problem with society as a whole. When you have everybody willing to participate in that, and nobody trusts their neighbors, and everybody wants to spy on each other and rat each other out, you've got some serious social issues in your community to deal with if people are going along with that, all right? If any of you guys out there are part of InfraGuard, I'd like to slap you right in the face. Seriously, what's the matter with you? You spying on other Americans? For what? They're not the terrorists. Don't you know? You spying on them means other ones are spying on you. And none of you should be spying on each other. Because you aren't guilty. You didn't do nothing. sick of it. I am. I'm sick of it. Another big thing, guys, and this is a big one. This is one of them to me that really should be near the top of the list about, you know, a sign that you're living in a dictatorship or that your leader is a dictator. All these executive orders, guys. Anytime this guy doesn't get his way, he just writes an executive order, even to go to war. Okay? To go to war. This guy puts an executive order. In the first place, the president can't even declare war. But now with an executive order, he can. Okay, are you serious? That's the sign of a dictator. Once he did that, I just basically thought of him as Hitler after that point. I mean, seriously. Another bad sign that you're living in a dictatorship, guys, is when they have, you know, the government has total control of all the food regulatory agencies, all the drug regulatory agencies, the FDA, the USDA, you know, all this nonsense, and they're passing legislation like Codex Alimentarius where they're trying to ban supplements and vitamins. That's a dictatorship. Another one we touched on earlier, and I want to talk about it again, is torture. We torture people. Whether we do it here, we send them to black sites and do it off campus, doesn't matter. We torture people. There's a million things wrong with that. Especially when the people they're torturing don't have the information they want because they're not really the terrorists. When does the torture stop? When does the torture stop for the people in Guantanamo that didn't do anything but are being called terrorists because it's all part of the friggin' show? Huh? When does their torture stop? Because they're not going to give their torturers any information that they want to hear, are they? If they're going to give them any real information, it's going to be we work for the same people you do. Right? So when does the torture stop? We need to close down Guantanamo. I thought they were supposed to do that a long time ago. Didn't Obama promise that 3 years ago? Hold on here. Didn't Obama promise to close down Guantanamo 3 years ago? I think he did. But you know what? Just like the rest of them, guys, he's just another politician. Okay? You can't trust none of them. It's like the story of the turtle and the scorpion. Have you heard it? The scorpion asked the turtle, hey, you know, I really need to get across the lake. Could you put me on your back and swim me over there? I can't swim like that. And the turtle says, well, you know, I really don't know because, you know, you're a scorpion and you'll sting me and I'll die. No, I won't sting you, I promise. You know, you'll really be helping me, you'll be my friend. You know, all I need is a ride over there, and, you know, it'll be the best. Alright, you promise you're not gonna sting me? Yeah, I'm not gonna sting you. And so the scorpion gets on his back, the turtle swims across the lake, and, you know, he gets on the beach, and he lets the scorpion start to get down, and the scorpion stings him. And as the turtle starts to die on the ground, he's like, well, you know, why did you sting me? You promised, and I gave you a ride. He said, dude, I'm a scorpion. You get it? That's what they do. These guys are politicians. They lie. Don't trust any of these guys. Don't buy into any of it. Don't waste any of your time buying into the lies that they say when they're running for office. I mean, God. God, man. What else was Obama going to do? Oh, at least he caught Osama. I mean, Jesus, he should be a hero for that. If you guys buy that, I mean, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Seriously, in Antarctica. It's right on the beachfront property. It's like 80 degrees all day. You want to buy it? It's great. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, guys. We had about 5 minutes left. And one more thing I want to touch on real quick. Two more things. It seems that Libyans are already in Syria fighting, okay? The Libyan government, and who knows if this is really just us sending people, you know, saying that they're Libyan rebels or whatever. The Libyan government supposedly sent 600 troops into Syria to battle against Assad and fight alongside some local militants over there. So the fight has already started, okay? It's probably our Al-Qaeda buddies, remember that? For those of you guys that don't know, the Al-Qaeda people in Libya we were fighting alongside with are the same people they said killed you 3,000 people in New York. How do you feel about that now? I wouldn't worry about it too much, guys, because they're really just CIA. That's all Al-Qaeda is. CIA, made up names most of the time, made up news clips, sometimes act as plain terrorists, maybe a few real terrorists to fight on the ground. Maybe not. You know, maybe there's not even any real ones. Who knows? But either way, it's controlled from the CIA totally. Al-Qaeda is our little chess piece that we move all over the world, and we get a movement going, and we get disruption going, and we want to go invade somewhere, and we want some terrorist stuff happening. A couple attacks, we go move Al-Qaeda over there to go blow something up, or we'll say that they blew something up. You know what I mean? That's what we do. And right now, it's not even Al-Qaeda. It's MI6, it's the Mossad, and it's the CIA sending snipers over to Syria, and they're gunning down civilians. You get it? Gunning down civilians. And what's going to happen next? Well, there'll be this whole thing in Syria. Well, they'll know that it's us, and they'll tell everybody they don't want nothing to do with us. Leave us alone. But for the people here in the U.S., and, you know, most of the other places in the world that have this controlled media, what they're going to see is something much different. They're going to see that people, yes, are getting sniped in Syria, but it's Assad, and it's Assad's men, or it's terrorists, and Assad can't control them, and the whole country's out of control. And either way, we need to intervene. It's a humanitarian effort. So, you know, basically, we're going to send the army in to kill the CIA. But, you know, obviously, that's not going to happen. It's just an excuse to get us in there. That's all it is. Problem, reaction, solution. You guys have all heard it. You've heard it. It's kind of a little catchy phrase, but it's true. We create the problem, sniping people, sniping civilians. We get the reaction. People are terrified. People are begging for help. And we come through with the solution. And that is us taking over your country, taking over your resources, but it's disguised as a humanitarian effort or as something else. And that is our solution. You know, it's so easy for me to see through this stuff. I don't know how I didn't see through it before. I hope most of you guys are seeing through this stuff now. I hope you're not buying into any of this propaganda about all these nations. These people aren't bad people. They're not terrorists. Are there bad people over there? Of course there are. There's bad people over here. There's probably more of them. I mean, there's a boatload of them in the U.S., okay? We preach to everybody how free we are, yet we have free speech zones. We have protesters being beaten and maced. It's almost like we're prisoners, but you don't see the chains. Do you know what I'm saying? You never see the chains. You never see the shackles. You're told that you're free, but you're really not. They really got you trapped inside this big mental bubble of theirs, and it's like the mental bubble of disinformation. That's what it is. And it's frustrating. Today I was having a frustrating day, you know. Some of those days I just feel like, man, it's just gets so mentally draining, like weeding through all the disinfo agents and all the disinformation out there and trying to get to the truth and going to 50 websites before you're confident in the story that you put together to tell people about it, that it's the real deal. You know, and I just kind of hit a wall today. I was like, man, I need a break from this. I need a break. And I think when I get off tonight, I think I'm going to go play a video game, you know. I haven't played a video game and I quit. I used to play a lot. Used to be like a little hobby of mine. You know, me and my friends have been on since they started online gaming. I mean, we kicked it off. But the last year since I've been researching, you know, I just don't have time for that. And when I have free time, I just don't have the urge to do that. I want to learn. But sometimes you hit that mental wall, and about 6 months ago I hit it. And for about 2 or 3 weeks I had to just take a break from the research. I went and bought a game, played a game a little bit. And it's relaxing. And I think I'm going to do that tonight a little bit to unwind after I get off, because I'm real stressed out right now. I got a lot of things racing through my head. But guys, it's been another great show. Again, I got to thank Truth Wolf for running the back lines, producing the show, making everything happen back there. He's been great. You guys are great. I want to thank everybody for listening. Come back tomorrow night, same time, 10 p.m. with the wake-up call with Brian Stavely. Guys, I'm out of here.